Welcome to the Rondo.
Come on.
We're back, guys. It's another week. International break, you know. Club football's been gone for a while, so having a bit of a different show today. We haven't had for a long time back on the show.
It's been a while, man. It's been a while.
Introduce yourself.
Corey, man. People may know me as Mikkel's son from
That's it.
A few seasons ago. Still there. But yeah, man, looking forward to it.
Yeah. Let's talk about how you feel about Arteta this season. Just quickly. We ain't heard from you in a while.
Overall, I can't complain. You know, we're not playing the football that we were last year. I think teams have figured us out a bit. Been dealing with some injuries, but we're still there amongst it. We're doing well in the Champions League. I think the only thing I've got a question is this whole goalkeeper situation. Okay. I'm sure everyone knows what we're talking about. Me personally, I don't think it should have happened. It's hard to balance two number ones, but I get why he's done it.
Okay.
I think he thought Ramsdale's... I don't think he thinks Ramsdale's the right person long term.
Okay, he's not good enough then.
But then again, I don't think Raya is either, so it's difficult.
It was a risk, and Raya's alone, so I don't see too much downside to it in a sense. Yeah. But I forget about that. The agenda on this week's episode is, firstly, we're going to go over the biggest fall-offs in football.
Okay.
So, you've seen there's a left of players. We can talk about Ronaldo. Yeah. We can talk about Adriano, to one meet you. Talk about Dele Alli recently. For you, who is your biggest fall-off and why?
For me, I don't think it gets spoken about enough. Mario Götze.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't think people speak about it a lot. I think, like, 2014, Germany won the World Cup. That was him, you know.
Winning goal at the final.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I think there was even a quote from the Germany manager saying, show the world why you're better than Messi.
Damn.
It's crazy. And obviously he was never that level, but you thought he was going to be that next superstar. You know, maybe on even the Ozil level. And I know he's had illnesses. I know he's had injuries, but what is he doing now? He's still in the Bundesliga, but I just felt like...
Wait, where does he play?
I don't know. Is it Frankfurt? Or yeah. Something like that. But he's been on a few loans. I know he's got health problems. But I just felt like watching that World Cup, especially as a young boy, I just thought, you know what, he's going to be a problem.
Mm.
What about yourself?
But first, I don't want to go away from this. Do you think he had the ability, like the actual footballing ability, to make it to the top?
I think so. I think he was one of them players where he was obviously technically gifted. He wasn't... Yeah. He didn't have the pace, he didn't have the strength, but he was a very intelligent footballer. He knew how to get other players into the game. And I just thought, you know, when he was going to go to Bayern Munich, he was going to just be part of the dynasty for a very long time, or until he got maybe a move to abroad or to the Prem. Because like, once you've won a few titles at Bayern, there's not really much else to do.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that. I remember when he went from Dortmund to Bayern, it was meant to be like one of the biggest signings for Bayern at the time. He's meant to be the next big thing, the next young German star, and he just never really lived up to it.
Yeah, it's a shame, man.
Yeah, it's quite disappointing. For me personally, I don't know if this counts, but I'm going to say Shevchenko.
Okay.
So, as a Chelsea fan,
yeah.
When we bought Shevchenko from AC Milan, I said, we have a flip. Obviously, we had Drogba. I said, imagine Drogba and Shevchenko up front together. I was like, yeah, we're winning the league for the next 5-6 years.
Mm.
Given that he was a Ballon d'Or winner.
Yeah.
And he was scoring goals on goals on goals.
He was a quality striker.
At AC Milan. Top striker. Yeah, I thought, we have the Ukrainian at the bridge. Yeah. What could go wrong? And when he came, it didn't click at all. I don't want to say all his ability disappeared, but at the time, a lot of Chelsea fans thought he's going to replace Drogba, in fact.
Okay.
Drogba was still the main man in that team. He was still the better striker in that team. Shevchenko barely scored any goals. I think he got like 17, 18 goals for us in the two seasons. And you look at that now, it's like, it's not the end of the world, but as a top quality striker, you'd want a lot more from him.
Why do you think that was? Do you think it just didn't work with the play styles? Do you just think... Because I know people talk about that curse number nine sort of thing. What do you think, as a Chelsea fan, it was?
You see, with Chelsea, when it comes to like analysing strikers and why they've failed at the club, it's quite hard because we've had so many different strikers with so many different types of styles and abilities. And obviously, he came in under Mourinho at first. And yes, we played a defensive style, but I wouldn't say anything major about our tactics and our style would have prevented him from reaching the stars. Maybe it wasn't the correct environment for him. I'm not too sure. But we just have the thing at Chelsea where strikers just don't flourish. In my lifetime, there's been about three strikers, or four if you count Zola as a striker, who have played well. So you have Hasselbank, Drogba, and Diego Costa.
Yeah.
Apart from those, we've had some names as well. Every other one has failed. Yeah. Mutu, Shevchenko, Torres, like there's so much. But for me, Shevchenko was the biggest name that we signed in that period. In fact, would I say he's the biggest player Chelsea have ever signed?
It's a shout. I think it is. I think people don't remember like how big Shevchenko was
at the time. Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's definitely up there.
You know, I'd say I think Shevchenko is the biggest player Chelsea, or the biggest profile at the time that Chelsea have ever signed, and he was just a disappointment. And there's little that can be said about it at this point. He has no Chelsea legacy. He has no Premier League legacy, and it's quite sad. Obviously, even after his career ended, he still continued to talk with Abramovich and had a good relationship. Weirdly enough, Ukrainian Russian. Who knows what's going on there? But yeah, I would have liked for him to have landed at Stamford Bridge and been an absolute sensation.
That would have been a problem.
Yeah, especially at the time.
Yeah.
I feel like if he did that United, obviously the 3-year run that United went on, it might have been different. Yeah. But who's to say? Any other fall-offs in your opinion?
I was thinking about it. I think Balotelli.
Interesting.
And again, it's kind of like, I just think, if you look at the clubs he's played for, his CVs, it's a bit crazy. At 18, he was at Inter. He's played for AC, Milan. Man City. He's played at Liverpool. Yeah. He's been at Marseille. And I just think, you saw, Euro 2012? You know, when he scored that winner, is it the semi-final, took off his top and did that infamous celebration. You know, I think he was only about 21, 22 there. And I just think, again, he went through a lot. There was a lot of racism going on in Italy and maybe he couldn't find his identity, and there's a lot of things that you could go on, but I just think talent wise, he was a very good striker, and again, it just didn't click.
See, this is why I said this interesting. I feel like with the people we've mentioned so far, obviously I mentioned Shevchenko, you mentioned Goetze. I wouldn't say their fall off is their own fault, or it's maybe just a matter of conditions. But with Balotelli, I feel like his character was the major problem. He was very arrogant. He got into disputes with countless managers. Yeah. You saw what happened at Man City with Mancini.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, I agree with you. There was a lot of racism at the time, and there was times where you'd see Balotelli lash out because of it. But I feel like if he had his character in check, he would have been the player people expected to be. Because I don't feel like his actual footballing ability dropped off a bit. He just didn't work hard enough. And I remember, I don't know if you remember this, it was a pre-season game. I think it's for Liverpool. And he's like, he runs in on goal and he's like 1-on-1 with the goalkeeper. Yeah. And instead of just normal finish, he does some next.
Is that City or Liverpool?
It's like, it didn't make sense to me. Like, his mind was never in the right place. And if your mind is not in the right place as a professional footballer and you're not applying yourself, you're never going to make it. So this is one where I feel like the fall off had 100% to do with Balotelli. Yeah. Like, if he put his mind to it, he would have been gone for the stars. But funny enough, because you said Balotelli, it made me think of El Shaarawy.
Yeah.
When El Shaarawy was young, he was a player.
I think everyone used to watch YouTube videos of him. Yeah.
Dynamic winger, tech, skills, everything. And then he just fell off the face of the planet. Like, I have no idea what happened to him. Weirdly enough, he still plays for Italy every once in a while. Don't really get that, but...
Yeah, because I think he's only now touched 30. So like I said, he's been around for years.
Ages, yeah.
I don't know with him. Like you said, like, you'll watch Italy and he'll just randomly be there, but he's not a world beater. Yeah, he never was. But when you did watch him when you were 16, 17, you thought, this guy's going to be a problem. He's got flair.
Exactly. Yeah. And he had the application at the time. I feel like you get a lot of fall-offs in the Italian league, you know, when I think about it, especially like Shaarawy, Pato as well.
Yeah.
Pato was meant to be the next big thing.
Another one that was at Chelsea as well for a bit.
So many strikers he's fallen off before he came to Chelsea.
Definitely.
So I feel like Chelsea was meant to be like a lifeline for him. It didn't pan out. He had blistering pace. Yeah. He was so good in front of goal. And it just never happened. Do you think it's a thing where a lot of these players we're talking about, maybe apart from Shevchenko, or because he was a bit further on into his career when he kind of fell off. Do you feel like a lot of these players we're talking about, they were overrated or overhyped when they were younger or when they were coming on the scene? And that's why we see it as a fall off, because they never lived up to the expectations fans or the media have set them.
I think there's an element of it. I think also it is a lot to come through the ranks you know, fans are talking about these players before they've even kicked a ball in senior football. 100%. Or like they're coming through the club and you don't know what it's like. Senior players maybe think, oh, who's this youngster coming in, maybe trying to take their place. And there's external factors to come in. So I think us fans, we do build them up a bit more than what they probably are going to be. But I think it's just the excitement. Like, it's either a player that you've never seen before, or like the play style, or they may play for your club and you think, nah, get him in the first team straight away. It's difficult. It's like, for example, like Dele Alli, as an Arsenal fan, I couldn't stand him, but I appreciated in his prime, he was a quality footballer. And I hate the fact that I'm even saying in his prime, because he's like, what, 28? Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And I know he did the interview with Gary Neville and it's sad and whatnot, but again, I don't think we built him up. I think he generally was meant to be and should be of much higher quality that he is right now. Regardless. I shouldn't say regardless. Yeah, regardless, in my opinion.
I get that.
Because everyone goes through stuff. I think that it didn't stop him when he was balling out.
It's true.
He I know that sounds harsh, but it wasn't. It's true. So... yeah, what about you? What do you think?
I feel like I agree with you, but at the same time, I feel like we do put a lot of pressure on these younger players. Like, if you look at Barcelona, for example, every single player that comes out of that academy from about 2010 to about 2018, the next Messi.
Bojan,
the next Messi. Like,
yeah.
We need to understand who Messi is. And you're expecting these 17, 18-year-olds to have the pressure of they have to recreate or be as good as Messi was when he was that age or when he was coming through the ranks. Messi's an anomaly. Yeah. So we're probably never going to get, I'm not going to say never, we're not going to get someone like him for the next 20, 30 years before a player comes on and just takes the world by storm like that. So when Barcelona were reproducing very good talents, 100% very good talents, but putting the pressure there, they had to be the next Messi. That's never good for a young player because firstly, it's too much attention when they're young and still developing their game. And secondly, it's such a high bar to reach. Like, let them be themselves. Let them show what they can do. Because with Bojan, for example, he ended up at Stoke City.
Yeah, I know. Barca do produce players like that where, next Messi or they're the next big thing. I think there was another guy,
Afellay,
the Dutch player. And you build them up and then, like you said, they're playing with Charlie Adam on a Saturday 3 p.m.
It's absolutely crazy. Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, there's definitely way too much pressure on these young kids. And I feel like as football has gone on, especially like, I feel like back in the day, you'd have an 11 come out. Yeah, most of them are men, grown men. And you might have one or two younger players, 21, 22. But nowadays, teams are full of younger players. It's because of the system ball and the way tactics are and the way they like players to run a lot.
Yeah.
And they're kind of using younger players or a bit more impressionable in terms of tactics and in terms of the playing style. Yeah. So with that, it's also coming a heightened level of expectation and pressure. And we have some late... Take a seat, please, quickly.
Come over this for a bit.
You ready?
I just start to carry on from there.
Okay. Cool. So previously we were discussing the biggest fall-offs in football and we have got two more members of the cast joining us. So what we've gone over so far, Corey's mentioned Mario Götze, obviously the fall-off from his height early on.
That's
in
not a fair one. German.
Why is that not,
that's
fair
not a fair one?
Why?
He still had a great career.
What? No, he didn't. What? No, he didn't.
It ended at 22.
He's going to say the World Cup. Yeah. Yes, he had the World Cup. After the World Cup.
I just want to, before we go in here, I just want to apologise to the fans for us being late. It was Ras' fault.
Huh?
So, and you know, things like this happen. You guys know that I'm not of that kind, but unfortunately, Raf is. So
it's all right. Let's kind of already covered the reasons. And
okay, let's continue. But Götze, he did not have a good career, bro. It ended at 22.
Yes.
We've also mentioned. I've mentioned Shevchenko because I feel like that's the highest profile player Chelsea have ever bought at the time ever. That's the highest profile player we bought, and the fall off was immense.
Yeah, fair. Also that was a big money signing.
Yeah, you guys ruined his career. You guys, he seemed to be quite good at that.
You guys had a few signings in that time that were a bit like Crespo shaky. Was a bit,
but none of them were the name of Shevchenko at the time. Yeah.
No, Crespo was. Come on.
No, Shevchenko.
Shevchenko was Ballon d'Or.
Ballon d'Or. Obviously Mutu, but Iz was a bit different.
Yeah, I had a couple still.
And we've also mentioned Balotelli, El Shaarawy, Bojan. We've been talking about do these fall-offs happen because we kind of put a lot of pressure on these younger stars to be something, and that's essentially why they fall off, because they never live up to the media and the fan expectation?
I think that definitely is an element, because, yeah, but I guess when a player shows a certain level of talent, I think, you know, everybody gets excited about it. It's one of the big things about football, right? Because you get, I mean, the great thing about football is, like, you never know when the next best thing is just going to burst onto the scene. So that's why everybody, like, you know, gets excited, because, you know, they that's what keeps football, I think, so entertaining, right? So I feel like, yeah, I suppose so. But for me, in my opinion, the best players, they deal with the pressure. They deal with the pressure. You think about the best players that we've had, a lot of them were, you know, absolute superstars from young and and kind of continue to do so.
Well,
but
that's anomalous, wouldn't you say?
What is?
What,
for a player to be very good from his young till his older.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
yeah, of course,
that's 10, 15 years of consistency in anything is very, very difficult.
Yeah,
that's why the ones that do it, we speak about them so
highly.
But even, like, there's a lot of great players that weren't, you know, kind of
stars
when they were young. They weren't really generational talents, you know, like, you think
Saka,
you think Salah, you think KD. You guys, by the way, you think Salah, you think KDB.
No, they were both Modric. Salah was rated quite highly as a youngster,
but not we're talking like superstar level, bro.
Yeah, okay, of course. He wasn't the, what we're saying, like the Bellinghams of the
And he even had a, he had a dip at Chelsea. De Bruyne had a dip. Oi, what's wrong with your club?
De Bruyne,
There seems to be a common denominator.
De Bruyne never had a dip at Chelsea. He just never had a place in the squad because we had Oscar there. Like,
no, to be fair, who was it that came out recently and done an interview? I think it might have been Mikel.
Mikel. He said that he's said, like, so surprised about the way that he's turned out. And
he said no one really kind of saw it. He said
there was a game against, I think it was Wolves, where you saw glimpses of what De Bruyne could be for Chelsea. Like,
but
I saw it.
They Chelsea didn't see it.
He didn't. No, he didn't have. He wanted game time, and there was no place in the squad. He was a 19-year-old kid, and you wanted to start ahead of.
To be fair, John Obi Mikel said that.
Oscar was a baller. Hold on. Let's not disrespect Oscar.
No, he was good. He was good. I always used to like him, but Mourinho just wanted a running merchant there, innit?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Anyway, continue on. What are some of the names you lot think?
So I had a bit of a surprise one. This is like my kind of silly one, but Hakim Mastour. Like, I don't know if I remember him. Bro, the one that he never started. I feel like. Yeah, I remember back in secondary school, bro, I was watching clips of this guy on YouTube. I thought he was going to be better than Messi. All the Mandem were losing their mind. And I don't even think he's got like 50 caps in the top flight league. He just fell off out of nowhere. Well, not really out of nowhere. I say fell off. He never started. Yeah. So yeah, he just never really started. Couldn't break into the senior team. And kind of ended up playing in, I think he plays in like the third division now, but honestly, like, those little clips from the academy days, it was insane. And there was like the AC Milan were looking into trying to get him to start at 15. Cause, you know, I think players can't start till they turn 16. They were trying to like challenge, you know, the football law to try and get him in at 15. That's how much hype there's around this kid. And he just flopped.
Be seen, yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me of two players, actually. Funny enough, it's not too similar, but Halilovic. Everyone remembers Halilovic, the little Croatian.
Attacking mid.
He was meant to be the next Modric for a second, I went to a game, Croatia versus Argentina, when I was like 15 or 16 years ago, and I saw him play, and it's the first time I saw Messi play as well, and he was great for Croatia, and I just never saw him again. And the next one I'm going to mention, a lot of you might not know him unless you play like FIFA and Football Manager, Ganso.
Ganso,
the Brazilian league. He was meant to be everyone signed him because he was
the ultimate Football Manager legend. the ultimate and oh my god, I don't even think this guy ever kicked like top level ball. Well, no, he played in the MLS, but he was meant to be like,
but we know the MLS is not top level
ball. He was meant to be the best in the world at some point. But Freddie Adu, Football Manager legend, even a Championship Manager legend. That guy, five-star wonder kid. Bro, the rollout campaign for him was different. That man had Pele gassing him up. Man had the Nike boots, the sponsorship from when he was like 14. Had
so I'm saying
advert.
All this pressure gets to the player.
It gets to
the
like,
however, what I will say is there were some allegations.
Okay.
Some allegations about certain details on his passport and birth certificate not being necessarily accurate.
Okay, okay, but, fair enough.
You know, I ain't never seen him play football, I'd be real. But all I know is Championship Manager, that was a straight signing every time.
Funny enough, what you just said just reminds me of a situation happening right now, but like, Endrick is what, 17-year-old
kid
from
Brazil.
He's recently just signed a Puma deal, like one of the biggest Puma deals.
Is it New Balance?
Or New Balance, New Balance deal. Like, this guy hasn't played, he barely starts for his team that he plays for, firstly, in Brazil. Yeah,
is it?
He comes off the bench most of the time.
Damn.
He only signed he only started playing senior football in the last year.
Yeah.
But he's meant to be, Real Madrid have already signed him. Like,
The pressure on him is
mad.
With
the Brazilian league ones, I always believe, like, they kind of always come out true, you know?
Neymar, who else?
That's what I'm saying, Neymar.
Was it they fall off, you mean?
No, Neymar, they come good. Neymar
Neymar bought in Brazil until he was 21.
Vinicius went over to Madrid at 18.
Vinicius was
another one. But he was playing senior football for a while.
Was he?
Was he not? But he didn't have a good two seasons.
Brazilian leagues.
Vinicius had like one season and he was bought by Madrid. I think he was loaned back the same way that Endrick's been loaned back. But Vinicius was bought really early.
He hasn't been loaned back. He wasn't allowed. Like, it's the same thing with Chelsea and this whisper. There's a certain age where if you buy a player from abroad, that they can come and play for your academy.
Yeah, I think I think if you go from EU to non-EU, you can only leave after you're 18, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
So I think that's what happened with Vinicius, though. So it was a similar situation with Vinicius, and he turned out good.
Do you think Endrick will turn out to be the player?
From what I've seen, but I ain't seen a lot, obviously. I can't lie, he does look
people
like a
people saw
baller.
That one little tech where he he controls it with his knee quickly.
It's annoying because if that's AFCON, everyone's saying that's a the that's, skill was cold,
I,
but...
I can't lie, that's Chirk still. Facts, though.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's the ball's bobbling.
You know what I'm saying? No, the skill was cold, and I hope he does well just for the hype and everything, but it's a lot of pressure, man.
And we're seeing Gabriel body him in training.
Yeah, I mean,
now he's found his chest.
I think Pato was another one.
Pato was a great one.
Are you benching Pato? Yeah. I don't know if I had any others. You guys mentioned any of the others.
His one was really sad, you know.
I'm just trying to think.
Yeah. Because this was all injuries. Because I don't think, I feel like without the injuries, I feel like he would have gone on. Because his pace was blistering. Brilliant. I haven't seen a striker that quick in a while.
Him on Pez, what was it, Pez 04? Oh my goodness.
Can you stop talking about games and maybe like how
games are the same? We haven't mentioned Adriano.
I wanted to mention this. Okay, so we've on this list that I think AA has made. He has the likes of Adriano and R9. Cool. Are you calling these fall offs? This is
R9.
Adriano, 100%.
He's not a
R9. I still think he is.
Adriano basically lost his leg.
Yeah,
his knee was absolutely gone. That's why he fell. It wasn't I don't call that a fall off. That's just an injury that ruined your career.
But it's still a fall off.
I don't know.
You're saying a fall off is like
it's a bit harsh.
You prefer fall off when it's like you see it as their fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't live up to expectations themselves.
Well, we spoke about Ali, and obviously he's going through what he's going.
Would you call that his fault?
We discussed this before. Then.
Yeah.
He was balling during after he'd gone through all these things before. So
yeah,
I kind of had the expectation now where he can still. Like, come over his situation. I know that he can do
it. Life is tough, bro.
I'm not sure mental health is linear, bro. You know, you have like relapses. And
that's fine, but you can still overcome. That's my point.
I wish the interview came out.
Because he did it once, you think you should be able to do it again.
Yeah.
If the interview came out,
it's a good thing
you ain't
the therapist, cuz. Sorry, Corey.
Nah, I'm just saying, if the interview came out whilst he was hooping, then I'd respect it a bit more. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but when you're
that's all, like,
I'm not trying to bring scrutiny to yourself. Like
you
that,
might have violated.
That's so silly.
No, but you ain't
just,
lying.
It just looks worse because it's like you're not playing, you're not getting picked. Cool, let me do a 45 mid vid with.
No, Liverpool. But apply contest because it was looking very, very bad for him. And people were like, bro, there were every time Everton would play football on, you'd have Jamie Carragher and whatnot talking after the match and like,
when he was in Turkey, videos are coming out of him doing balloons. Of course, people are going to talk about it. Like,
he does do some dumb stuff.
I just think, obviously, look, how old is he now? About what, 26?
He's about our age.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And it's like think back to when you was that age. Imagine you was 18.
I am 26.
No, but I'm saying
when you're younger. Yeah.
You're 18. You've just been given a contract. That's what, for 50 grand a week.
Yeah,
you've got personal issues going on in your life. And you might succumb to a few vices here.
But you know, he was doing the balloons a couple months ago. You realize? What's he talking about? What, when he was 18?
Who's not just, you know, taking the edge off every now and then? Come on.
You're an idiot. Yeah. Anyway, we've got short time, so we're going to move on to a different.
I feel like R9 was one, though.
Why?
Just because of the injury,
injuries,
yeah, but
lifestyle.
Just, how could you say a Ballon d'Or winner?
But he should have had a few.
Should have had a few.
I feel like his talent levels, he's with there with like Ronaldo, not Messi.
All right, is Mike Owen one then as well?
Yeah, see Mike Owen as well. Fair. But Fez, if Marcus is kind of defining it differently. All right, okay, we're going to have to go to the next topic since we don't have a lot of time.
Surprises and disappointments of the season.
Yeah, okay, I like this one.
Why are you looking at me?
What's your biggest surprise of the season?
Oh, surprise! No, yeah, I got
it's not positive, isn't it?
I ain't got no. There's no positives for me. I'll be honest.
It doesn't have to be from Man United.
To be from United.
Yeah.
I mean, Maino was meant to be my surprise of the season, but
he hasn't done anything.
Yeah, I know he's doing. I think Madison obviously is probably the standout one. Really,
is that a surprise?
I don't know if he was surprised.
I think it was to this level. It's definitely a surprise.
But he's just got injured.
Tottenham as a whole, really, to be honest.
Yeah, but he's just got injured though, Madison.
Doesn't okay. So. Yeah, he's still done very well.
Yeah, he has still done very well.
I think, to be fair...
Pick something a bit more entertaining, man.
All right, mate. You go.
Yeah. What, surprises? I feel like I'm noting mine down.
He's going to say Salah's playmaking.
Okay, to be fair, my surprise, I had two. I want to pick one. I probably go for... So it's between Jude and Cole Palmer. And I'll probably go for Cole Palmer. I think just
you're chatting bad about my boy a couple of weeks ago. You know?
No. He's not on the level that you be guessing him. But
continue, honestly,
Cole Palmer, when he got bought by Chelsea, I just thought it's another one of these young boys that they're buying, not really making a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The fee wasn't too bad, but I thought he'd just kind of slot in and be okay. But to be fair, he's come into Chelsea and he's probably their best player.
Yeah, he's coming. He's been a bit of a talisman for them, to be honest.
Yeah, a little bit. I feel like obviously, you know, you've had a couple of Chelsea fans, Marcus included, get a little bit carried away with the level that he's reaching. But yeah, no, honestly, I didn't really see him being this. He's even got an England call up recently, so I think he's definitely surprised.
He was good on it when he played this 2 days ago as well.
I don't watch European qualifiers. I've got better things to do with my time.
I hear it.
That's how I feel about Man United matches these days.
That's crazy.
Who's yours, Marcus?
My biggest surprise. That's a good question. You know, I haven't thought too deeply about this, but I'm going to go Yamal, the Barcelona youngster, because...
The 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
He just won an award, I think, as well.
Yeah, I think, he did. I think Bellingham, him, and...
Not sure he deserved it, though.
Why not?
Why?
A bit too early.
It wasn't the main award. The main award went to Bellingham, isn't it? So, but what I've seen from him so far, like not his maturity, but his audacity at such a young age, is crazy.
Mm.
Like, and you love to see that in football. Like, I feel like football's lost that art where players just want to express themselves. And they don't care about the consequences. The other day, I saw a quote from Henri, and when he was talking about Highbury, he could do what he wanted. So he'd always try things because who's going to stop him? That's his place. Like having that audacity as a player is what takes you to the next level. I'm seeing such good signs from Yamal, and it's such a surprise because with the youngsters that have come out of Barcelona recently, they haven't really been doing well. Like, and I don't rate a lot of them, Gavi, for example. But anyway,
you and Gavi, so man. Come on, man.
That's my biggest surprise.
My worry for him, though, is that he'll get run into the ground and we'll end up talking about him on the fall off list.
I'll be real. I like these new mics.
Yeah, they're nice, man.
They're nice, though. Balance, don't, man. Don't cover the face and that. I look handsome and that for my girl.
What?
Wait, what's wrong with that, man?
Man. My biggest surprise, and it might seem like a funny name, but Alanga.
Oh, right. Man. Surprise to some.
Well, surprise to some.
Go on, Cole.
I just think he would be United's best winger by clear.
Oh, my God. Who honestly could have predicted this?
Let the brother speak, man.
And at Forest, I know they've bought in a lot of players, but he has stood out, and every time he plays, he's very direct. You know, he scored a few goals. I mean, I don't agree with taking off your top at 60 minutes. But no, let him enjoy, man.
No, that was embarrassing. Sorry to come in there. Sorry, you didn't see that.
You got a red card after that, no?
He didn't get red.
No, he didn't get a second yellow after.
No, he didn't get a second yellow, bro. It was just the other day against West Ham. But the way he dashed it off, like, it wasn't.
I hear it.
It was like the 60th minute.
Silence his haters.
But yeah, no, I've enjoyed watching him play for Forest, and I think he could be a very important player 100%. With Hudson-Odoi on the other side.
100%.
Yeah, no, it's mad to see.
Has Odoi been starting?
He started at the start, but now he's been injured. So, okay. He just got better, man.
I've always said he's a really good player. People laughed at me.
Apologies for that.
Marcus Ayobani. they laughed at me only, what, a year ago?
What's his redeeming quality?
What do you mean? He's got, and like I said, he's pretty much got everything you want in a young winger. He's extremely athletic. Stop.
Yes.
He's extremely athletic.
That's his redeeming quality, which I didn't see before.
No, you saw at United.
I didn't see it too much, you know. Not to this level. He's got good ball striking on him.
He's great at finding positions in the box.
Ball striking is okay.
No, he's not. He's even quite good in the air.
Why did United sell him?
Why? Because we are a shambles of a club with no direction, no sporting strategy, and we need to sell players to buy players, and we sell the good ones to buy rubbish ones.
You think he did enough at United to deserve to stay?
100%. No, he didn't.
Of course he did.
But I don't think...
Because of Atletico goal.
Every time he played for United...
Can you give me the Henry touch?
He played well. Every time he played for us, he played well. Like, people forget when Erik ten Hag first came in, for example, we were terrible. And then that Liverpool game, it was Elanga who kind of spearheaded in a way. It was Elanga and McTominay that were the two best performers.
McTominay.
Another player who I've said has a role to play in United, and look at the role he's playing.
I know, but it's like, if you know where United want to be, yeah?
Fine, but Elanga is how old? 20-something, what?
He must be at 22.
Yeah. 22, he's got...
He's younger, I understand.
You can't tell me Anthony and Jadon Sancho have done more to deserve a place. And that's his competition.
They didn't have... Anthony's right, Raph. No. Anthony's just
Ajax,
come in.
Of course.
This is not Ajax. This is Manchester United.
Anthony's just come in, right? Yeah. Martial didn't have sell-on value. You tried to sell Martial.
That's fine. Tell him to go, leave. Cancel his contract. I don't care. But why are you selling, promising... Look... We sold him to Nottingham Forest for what? Seven?
Yeah, the fee was crazy.
That's crazy.
He's clearly now not in. If we tried to buy him back from Nottingham Forest, that's a 40 million signing at least.
20-25 mil, I heard.
If someone tried to buy him now, that's a 40 million signing at least.
Probably.
Yeah?
Probably.
So it's ridiculous on that level. Forget the whole what could he do for United? What couldn't he do?
From the academy.
Just on a financial perspective.
No, it's ridiculous. I feel like the sale was ridiculous. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, clearly there's talent there. I feel like, I don't know what happened.
He's got a very good head. A bit more. Yeah, he's got a very good head on his shoulders as well. Obviously, he's like a full Swedish international. He's not scared, I do feel like you are overdoing him quite a bit.
He's very young.
He's got like how many caps to his name? Like he's
it's
a
Sweden,
good player.
Bro.
Sweden, like, come on, bro.
What do you mean, so what, bro?
Someone never make it through the under-21s, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's Sweden.
Okay.
All right. Tsimikas is a Greek international. I'm pretty sure he's a skipper.
Bro, you said he was one of the best left backs in the league. So stop it.
I don't care about that guy no more, man. He's showing himself.
Tsimikas is not bad, man. I like him as a player.
But there you go.
Didn't he get like two assists in your last game?
He did. He's half decent, but he's got quite a lot of deficiencies I didn't see. I used to think he was a lot better than he is. Anyway, we're going off topic.
I once said he's better than Robertson.
That's what I was
saying.
I didn't say he was better than Robertson.
Yes, you did.
That time he replaced Robertson in the team for about 6-7 games.
I said you should continue playing. That's what I said.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll see. Man, don't want to always misquote. All right. Disappointments. I don't want to go for the one I've typed down. So I need to think of someone else. Let someone else go first.
I don't want to say mine because no. I don't want to give that guy ammo.
Oh, say it. You've done it now. Who is it then?
I want to give that guy.
Say it. Okay. I'll be real. It's Marcus Rashford,
yeah,
isn't
it's time
it?
For me to say it.
Finally!
Marcus.
He's let you down.
You've let me down a bit, mate. I'm not going to make.
Has he not looked world class this year?
He's not. I still have hope in him, don't worry. I still got hope.
So tell us, why has he been a bit of disappointment this season of the highest order?
Look, do you know what it is, right? So obviously, going off the back of last season, I wouldn't say he had a great season. He had a very, very good season though. Scored 30 goals across all competitions. Can't really ask for more. I thought this would be the season where he really kicks on. I didn't think the team as such would kick on. I think we kind of stay where we was last season, but I thought he'd really kind of kick on and finally find some consistency in his game, playing time, playing position, and really kind of cement himself as the United talisman. And obviously he's not gone to plan. I think the problem with Marcus Rashford is that he is very much a confidence player. And when your team is in such a bad position, it's very hard for him to find his confidence. Mm. But obviously you're now looking at him. He is a senior player in the team. He is one of the most highest paid players in the team. So you kind of need to graduate from that. I only play well if the team plays well or whatnot. Which, to be fair, last season when we was in a bad spot, a bad spot, he did kind of rise to the occasion and score a lot of important goals for us. But it's now time for him to kind of take on the mantle and really kind
and
of
he hasn't done so.
Kick on. He hasn't done so. Obviously, we've been shambolic at the start of the season and he's getting no service. He gets the ball in very bad positions. But a lot of the time, he does make some poor decisions. I think the likes of Jaylen and certain Arsenal fans like to overblow it and say he makes the wrong decision every time. I don't think he necessarily gets the grace that other attackers in better teams get. Because if you're someone like, for example, you play for City or you play for Arsenal, you know, you're an attacker, you're 2-on-1, maybe you try and beat them, you lose the ball, but because you press well as a team, you'll get the ball back eventually. Whereas
do other attackers and top teams have one goal though?
What's that got? Shut up. Shut up.
Oh. I don't hit enough there.
How many goals does Luis Diaz have?
He's got a couple, bro. He's got more than one. I think he's got 5 or 6.
5 or 6? That's a lie.
It's a whole lot more. That's I think so, bro. Let's give it a league. I think so. Even in the... Oh, I'm not sure in the league or exactly. altogether.
He's got like 4 goals.
Right, there you go.
You best not laugh.
But what?
How many goals does Modric have?
When have I rated Madrid?
Okay, good. So you stay there.
You called Rashford world class.
But it's time for him to kick on, and I would like to see more from him this season.
Do you still feel like he's world class?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, he's been mighty disappointing for a world class player. I say that.
Well, there you go. But that's why he's been disappointing, because we have such high standards for him, because he's such a great player.
How does it improve for him though? Because I can't see anything this season.
I think obviously the team needs to kick into gear a bit more. And I think when that does happen, like I said, he's a confidence player. So I do think it is a case of when the first goal goes in, we'll kind of see it start to kick for him.
Anyway, enough about Rashford. Other disappointments?
I'm surprised your disappointment wasn't Jackson, given the plaudits you gave.
All fairs. Probably because I don't care. But yeah, I feel like he has been disappointed. But I thought he was going to go and do well. But I don't think, because it was just a bit of preseason, he's not a player that I have much connection to. You got to do a lot if you don't play for Liverpool for me to be connected to. But I thought, he was going to go on and do well. But he's not. He don't look too great. So I guess a disappointment in some respect. My disappointment is, sad to say, but it's McAllister. But I don't think it's his fault.
Why?
That's weird.
Weird. Just wait. I don't think it's his fault, right? We didn't sign a DM.
So the disappointment should be Klopp.
Huh?
Disappointment should be Klopp.
Nah, I don't think it's Klopp still overall.
Put a bib on.
They say, get out of here. Well, it can't be Klopp overall because Liverpool are, at the moment in a title challenging position. So I can't say
so how can you say he's a disappointment then?
McAllister?
Yeah, if he's got you into a title challenging position.
We're in the title challenging position in spite of McAllister playing 6. But I don't think it's McAllister's fault, right? I feel like I was just excited to see him. I remember when we bought him, I called him like the bargain of the window, 35 million for a player that I think has a lot of desirable qualities. But unfortunately, we haven't really seen him at 8. And I think this 6 position is starting to make him have quite a lot of bad games. Like I feel like he was quite poor against Luton. He had a poor game against Wolves. Obviously, I know he, had just come back from a bad flight, but he was just absolutely all over the place. Because I think defensively, right, like McAllister's built like a prepubescent child. So it's, in terms of trying to stop transitions, he's just struggling.
He's not worse than Eriksen.
And then now on the ball, I feel like it's starting to affect him there as well. So
Eriksen's a robot. Yeah, that's a bit deep.
Hey, huh? Man, them.
What's wrong with you? Deep lying pacemaker.
hey. You, man. Oh, he's
I want to be a bit special here and like a bit off brand, but my disappointment is going to be, it's going to sound weird to you lot, but it's Arda Güler, the young
tech. Oh, the Turkish
guy. The one that's in hiding.
Yeah, the one that signed for Rubik. Like, I remember at the beginning of the season when they were buying him, I was watching a few clips and videos of him at Fenerbahce. Then when he first joined Real Madrid, training sessions, like he was twining up guys. Like, I was thinking, oh my God, this might be like a a player that we didn't expect to reach these levels, and he might actually do it. Since he's been at Real Madrid, he's just been injured after injured, injury after injury after injury. He hasn't started a single game for them yet. Mm. And whilst I didn't vocalise at the beginning of the season, I was, had very high expectations for him. Can you just fix the stand?
Bro? Bro, I was trying, man. I don't know how. Hey, we might have to pause, man. Jamie, help
put
me.
Your leg there to balance it. Huh? Put your leg on it to balance it.
Put my leg on it.
Oh, my dear.
Bro, that don't work, man.
Just hold it, bro. Just hold it.
Wait, so I just have to be holding the whole episode?
Bro, just hold it from there.
7 minutes left. You're all right.
Oh, is it? Oh, there's not long, to be fair. No, we got still 7:15. Hey, Jamie, help me, man.
This guy is useless.
Young guru, turn up my levels.
This is what happens when you're late. Yeah. Gave a whole demonstration on what to do.
Good man.
Yeah, cool. Anyone on the court disappointment? So we move on.
Now, just quickly for me, I'm gonna say Caicedo.
I can't call that disappointment. I called his ability from early on.
Yeah, that's true.
But I just thought with the whole hype, the whole transfer saga between Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool. Yeah. The whole I want to feed my family and all of that stuff.
This episode's been crazy.
No, but he's just done too much, and all he does is get cards. That's all he does.
What?
Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah, he hasn't been good.
This is out of order for me to say. Who's been worse, him or Bakayoko?
No.
Oh, come on, man.
Bakayoko couldn't play football.
No.
Did you watch Bakayoko's debut?
Yeah, it was bad. But Caicedo's was rude. Caicedo's was full of shame.
Caicedo's debut game is crazy, yeah. You know.
No, that wasn't...
Like, other than the penalty and like everything, like he gave the ball away like 6 out of 8 times.
Yeah. Twitter's a bad place, you know.
Yeah, man.
Like, really think about it.
Yeah,
it's
a shout.
Caicedo was £70 million more?
He's 115 mil DM.
So even more.
It's crazy. He should, like a
25 million more.
There you go,
he
man.
Should be playing like a, you know, a Busquets.
Why did you expect that of him?
No, I didn't
told
expect
you, man,
him,
he wasn't that guy.
For 150 million for
a
DM.
I thought it'd be better, though. I thought it'd be a bit better. But anyway.
International DM as well. I think, like, Rice is even English. Looks way better than him. And you think...
What's that got to do with him?
Your price is inflated. Your price is inflated when you're English, bro.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, there you go.
You should explain that a bit better. Yeah, like,
it came across a bit...
xenophobic. Like, what's going on here?
No. You guys, you just... You know what I'm saying? Just catch on. Anyway. What's the last one? Oh, yeah. Was it not...
Where's Lavia? He's still
injured. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's coming back
after... Overrated goals.
International break.
Guys, we ain't got too long. Quickly.
That's it.
Overrated
goals. I have something to say mine first, yeah. Cantona's chip goal.
That's a banging.
What?
That goal is not that. No, that
what?
Goal is not
Can
that
Can you be
good.
Serious?
You don't deserve
it's
to own
not,
a point.
No, no, it's not that. That goal, yeah. It's not that good. I feel like the keeper's positioning was whack. I feel like the chip, it made the chip easy for him. And I just feel like it's a calm goal, isn't it? It's like a good goal. But the way that goal is, like, it's that goal is advertised like a... it's put forward like an advert for the Premier League.
Yeah.
That's the way. That,
does Gerrard have a better goal?
Of course, Gerrard's got better goals. Gerrard's got way better goals than that one. Any of his
volleys.
Any of his volleys. His volley against West Ham, FA Cup final. Better than that goal.
That was because of the moment.
Not even. It's a better goal than that goal.
No, it's not.
You might not even say, it's a better goal than that goal, bro.
No, it's not.
It's a much better goal than that goal, bro.
Also, he said any of the volleys. That's all there is.
Honestly.
What else is there?
Oh, yeah, Gerrard's best goals are long range shots, bro.
I say Cantona's goal was overrated. That was pure tech and quality.
I think there's a bit of aura as well, because the way you
celebrate. Yeah, man, celebrate. You know what I'm saying?
I respect Cantona as a baller. I just feel like that goal's a bit overrated. I just don't feel like it was as crazy as it was.
Who put on the list the Rooney overhead kick? That's ridiculous.
No, do people get on check because he shinned it? I do have an agenda against Man United. I think it's a great goal. But
it's
I was,
a great goal.
Remember, the list is just to, you know, help discussion because you guys don't do your homework.
I was going to name a goal, another overhead kick, but because it won the, won the Puskas that year, but Ronaldo's overhead kick from against Juventus from Madrid in the Champions League.
Semi-final.
Semi-final.
Oh,
you think that's overrated?
Yeah, it's overrated because I feel like that season in the final, Bale scored.
One was a better goal.
And Ronaldo's got way more plaudits.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's the same year that Salah won the... Was it this year?
I think it was the year that Salah ended up winning the Puskas, which is another one.
Which is... That goal was not... It's a
decent, I'm very surprised. Though. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I have no idea how that won.
I don't know if the Arab community was just involved. Yeah, because it just it was just
very
crazy.
Strange.
My one's Ronaldo's free kick. Sorry about United, by the way, but Ronaldo's free kick against Arsenal Champions League semi.
Oh, stop it! That's not a real goal. That's an amazing goal. That's an amazing goal.
No, near post. I'm not gonna lie. From about 47 yards. Come on,
that goal is proper special for me. Only because my stepdad's an Arsenal fan. Okay. Right? My stepdad, my twin brother. I remember watching that match live, and then obviously it's free kick. Right, he's kind of seen the writing on the wall that like Arsenal's gonna lose this game. Right. But then that free kick is what, 40, nearly 50 yards
That's
out.
That's the point.
I'm thinking nothing of it, right? Yeah. He sees Ronaldo lining up. This guy starts going upstairs. He's like, nah, he's gonna, trust me, he's scoring, man. Fuck this team. Arsenal are terrible. Da-da-da-da-da. My guy just knuckleballs it in from 50 yards.
Almunia is terrible for that.
This guy's an oracle.
There's a few ones against Almunia. Danny Rose against us as well. That first goal, Almunia punched it out and then just like chills on the ground for a bit. And then gets
that goal's not as good as it's gassed up to be. I agree with that. The Danny
it's
Rose
a great
one.
Goal though, but
it's a great goal. But the keeper should do a lot.
You're right. It's only because it's against Arsenal.
Yeah, which I hear it. North London dog.
I'm gonna say Giroud's scissors kick as well. Is that
the scorpion kick?
Yeah.
No, that was a good goal.
How can you say that's not a cold goal?
It was offside.
Oh, good point.
it was just offside.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Come on, man.
But the context behind it was obviously Mkhitaryan had won the day before, and then
Any other overrated goals?
Beckham's goal from long range. I don't respect goals like that, man.
Really? Why?
It's just like,
I think it's because it's the first one to really do it.
Yeah, I hear it, but it's just like, okay, you're halfway line. The goalkeeper's off his line.
Oh, that one.
Is that not good though?
It's good, but it's not. You know,
that takes skill. Getting onto that one, but I can't get onto
everyone that one. Remembers that goal too much. Like it's like, okay, it was good, but
I'm loving the fact this is Charlie a United
Adams,
hate session.
Charlie Adams done it against Chelsea. Who cares?
Yeah, fairs. I love this fact. This is a United hate session though.
I like, what's going on here?
There's Son's one against Burnley. You know when he runs from, he's like
halfway. That's a good goal. He dribbles like he dribbles like four,
five players.
There's no body feint.
There's no step over. There's not. He just does two big touches.
I can't lie, it was just sprint.
It was just sprint.
You just sprint.
And the Sean Dyche team, someone's got to clatter him, surely. Take a yellow, like, come on, man. But that's fair. That could be just me being my Spurs hate.
Any rondos this week? I've got one.
Go on.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Odegaard and Haaland not getting Norway into a major tournament for the second time in a row. Is an absolute failure.
Oh, that's not a rondo. That's a fact.
Yeah,
you know, fair enough. All right, as long as we're all aligned on that.
Disgusting.
I didn't like it was that Haaland was getting 100% of the blame when they have their captain Odegaard, who's meant to be this big player, like, and he's not getting any blame.
You know,
whatsoever.
Some people told me he's better than Bruno Fernandes, and I just know Bruno Fernandes as a captain wouldn't let that run. So
he's Portuguese, man. Come on.
Okay, so
I just think it's also crazy
Bruno
that
Fernandes
you look at
in that Norway team gets them to the
100%.
I also think it's just crazy that you look at that Norway team and you know in that team they've got Odegaard and Haaland. Like,
black winger as well. What's his name?
Who's that?
Is it the youngster?
Yeah.
Like 17, 18 or something.
Yeah. No, that's not his name. I can't remember his name. Very good. Coming onto the scene.
But you think you've got Odegaard and Haaland. That's kind of like your attack sorted at international level.
Mm-hmm.
And they failed to get into a major tournament for the second time. And Dominik Szoboszlai at Hungary by himself has managed to do it. I'm just saying, clearly, there's levels to this.
Hungary when the last Euros and they won their group, no?
Did they?
They had a group like Germany and...
there you go. Szoboszlai doing it again.
Come on.
Even more evidence. Szoboszlai doing it again. But Szoboszlai don't have more quality than Norway. Is that what you're saying? Sorry, so I said Szoboszlai. Hungary don't... It is the Szoboszlai team. But Hungary don't have more quality than Norway.
They do.
Really?
When I say quality...
As an 11.
Yeah, as an 11, they do.
I'll be right, I don't
when
know.
I looked at the, when I looked at the 11,
I never heard
the same
of
to
not
me.
One of them Hungary players.
I don't know anybody here but Szoboszlai. Same with Norway. I didn't know anybody here but...
I'm just
Haaland
seeing bare bows with the slash through and...
I just feel like it's, you know, it just kind of shows the levels, really.
Fair enough. Any other
Szoboszlai to be better than Odegaard this season.
Huh?
Szoboszlai to be better than Odegaard.
Oh, that's
this
not hard.
Odegaard's
been terrible.
Yeah,
all,
right? Exactly. It's going to continue.
He's injured now as well, isn't he?
Yeah. Got concussed, apparently.
Loki, Odegaard's been worse than Rashford, but that's another
conversation.
That's another conversation for another day.
Now, ring the bell.
Do you want to do it?
All right, give it to me.
Let's go. Ring the bell.
Give it to me.
I want you to say the sentence.
Bam.
You think Odegaard's been better, worse than Rashford?
Yeah.
Dealer, man. Crazy.
Bro, I don't do that things no more.
Yeah, you can just lay it on your chest.
Odegaard has been worse than Rashford so far this season. All right, you look at it on the face of it, yes. They've both been extremely disappointing. 100%. No doubt about that. But Odegaard's playing for... Well, some Arsenal fans told us that this was one of the best Premier League teams of all time. Some fans told us they're better than the United winning treble.
Who said that?
Oh, a lot of them did. Corey.
No, they didn't.
A lot of them said that.
A lot of them said that. Okay, the general consensus across Arsenal fans is that it's a title. It's a side capable of winning the title.
Sure. But you know, you've got Odegaard around, allegedly some great attacking talent. So we're told some great midfielders, some of the best Premier League, some of the best defenders the Premier League has seen.
Yeah.
And why? You know, with Rashford, you can forgive him slightly because he's around dross. The team, there's no structure. When there is, the players he's playing with are just absolute dross. Casemiro, and just mention one name. Yeah. But Odegaard, there's no reason for you to be failing like this. I don't know what's going on in your brain.
Failing is quite a big word. He's just been out of form for a little.
No, it's not out of form. You've been poor. You've been shocking. You've even been dropped. You've let...
Dropped? When did Odegaard get dropped for us?
Huh?
He was injured.
Bro, why am I seeing this 22-year-old skinny fake Bruno Fernandes playing...
Because he's injured. Because
he was injured.
Injured. Okay. Is this the same as Coutinho's back injury?
You're an idiot.
All I know is Odegaard. Step it up. You've been terrible, mate.
He does need to step it up.
But I just feel like he's been better than Rashford.
Some people told me he was better than Bruno Fernandes. So I'm expecting
what's Bruno Fernandes done this
he
season?
Still is.
Huh?
What's Bruno Fernandes?
A lot more than Odegaard, I'll tell you that.
I'm not sure.
What, a winner that. Against Fulham?
Huh?
A winner against Fulham.
Odegaard is out here doing his best Bruno Fernandes impression. I'm failing, yeah. So please, let's not.
Nah, man.
Let's not. Odegaard would kill for that, as we can see by the way he's playing on the pitch.
Yeah, I'm not sure Odegaard is a better player than Bruno Fernandes just yet.
100% not.
I think he is.
100%. So then,
who is Bruno Fernandes? That's like,
huh?
Or you don't think he's got nothing to his name?
He's a decent player, but like,
do you think he's world class?
No. Like,
I just asked, isn't it? I don't think so either. But
do you think he's world class,
Bruno Fernandes? 100%.
That's crazy.
You think he deserves to be captain?
So how are Bruno and Rashford world class? But they can't get United to be better than this.
Need more than two players, mate.
No, you do, but like they're not performing,
right? More than two players, and you also need a manager with hair on his head.
Right.
How many Premier League teams? Wait, hold on. How many Premier League teams have more than two world class players on their squad?
Manchester City.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Okay.
Let me think about Liverpool's team. I think Salah's world class. Trent on his day is world class. Alisson's obviously world class.
Anyway, given what you're saying, shouldn't United be further up in the table?
We 100% should be further up the table.
But let me tell you something though.
But the problem is other teams, yeah, they have bad players around them, but our bad is very, very, very bad.
Raf, let me just come in here.
We've got Johnny Evans.
Raf, just before the end of the show, let me just come in here. Would you take Bruno or Rashford in your team?
No.
Would you take Bruno or Rashford in your team?
Yeah. In my first 11,
I wouldn't take Bruno or Rashford. Yeah, so clearly, they can't be too world class.
Well,
that's me being dead honest. Wow. In fact, like, in general, I wouldn't take any United player.
Look. All I'm going to say is,
Quillen.
You guys have such amazing judgment, and whatnot, but. This podcast was meant to start at 6 o'clock, and you all turned up at 6:45. So clearly,
I was here
analysis
first.
And judgment isn't that. Going well. Clearly, something's going wrong. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, cool. Thank you for coming to this week's Rondo. Been an interesting episode, but catch you next week. Like, comment, and subscribe.
You know, like that.
All right, boom.